You ever get those calls? I'm with the XXX made up name, and your power's going to be shut off. That's a warning sign. What about those assistance programs? You know, if you send us, $35 right now, I can get you signed up for an assistance program. No. It's time to educate on those sorts of things here, too, because the winter months are upon us. And this year's heating costs are up, and scammers, you know what they do. They try to take advantage of every opportunity. We talk about it today. It's Fraud Watch Friday on Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz alongside. Thank you for being here. It's Friday. Only two more working days this week. So that, you know, we're making some progress in that regard. Yeah, it is Fraud Watch Friday here as well. And as you heard the laugh, Alex Ward, Al Ward, AARP state president for Montana, been a volunteer with AARP since 2009, a storied career in law enforcement and in the military, has done a lot of adult education. In fact, this bio probably needs to be updated because Al has taught over 700 classes in crime and loss prevention, not only to the public, but to law enforcement too. Morning, Al.
Good morning.
How you doing?
It's good to see you, Tom.
Yeah.
But it's not like we haven't seen each other a couple of times this month.
Yeah. Al showed up, by the way, at our tow rope tour that we did here in Billings. It was really nice. He nominated some folks. Nice hat.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Toys for Tots time.
Yeah. Al's a former Marine retired Marine. Is that how you like it said?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a retired Marine, except I'm actually a retired Coast Guard officer.
That's what it is. Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up. But it says U.S. Marines on the hat and Toys for Tots. I think that's something we want to talk about. But let's talk about these utility scams because, believe it or not, utility companies across the country do see a large increase in utility scams. And so we're going to raise some of those red flags and just point them out here on Fraud Watch Friday. It is sponsored by AARP Montana. Our our subject matter expert, as we say, is Jody Black, public relations specialist for Northwestern Energy. I think people know Jody. She's been with Northwestern for a few years, had worked in journalism, including as a business reporter and editor at the Great Falls Tribune, covered a lot of fraud and scams targeting Montana, and is the perfect person when we talk about utility scams. Hey, Jody, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Thank you for being here. It's been a rather busy several weeks for you, hasn't it?
It has been busy weeks. It is busy weeks, and we really appreciate your help and AARP's invitation to get out this very important message about scam awareness during this time.
Okay, what's happening?
So right now, typically, we know that scammers are opportunistic. They will take advantage of the busyness of this season. They use scare tactics and our busy schedules to try to steal people's hard-earned money in a variety of ways, and absolutely taking advantage of the busyness of the season. For example, we know that this time of year that our customers report utility imposter scams. Someone will call you up. Let's say you're a small retail business. It's very busy. You have a lot of customers in your shop. You get a phone call from someone who is acting as an imposter, saying that they're from your energy provider and that unless you provide payment within 15 minutes or some short time, that your electric service is going to be shut off. You're looking at your store. It's full of customers. They're buying. And that your fright takes over, it would be a disaster. That's absolutely a scam. But in the moment, it's hard to know. Or let's say you've got 15 people coming over for dinner, you've got your meal in the oven, and you receive a similar phone call. Your power service is going to be shut off in 15 minutes, and that fear takes in. How are you going to finish your dinner? You have these people coming over for dinner. But that's a big red flag. This is a scam. We want people to hang up and know that these scammers are out there and your energy provider doesn't operate this way. If you had a past due account and your account was going to be disconnected, it wouldn't be a surprise. It wouldn't come within 15 minutes. But unfortunately, scammers are changing their tactics all the time. So we just want to make sure that people are aware that this is a possibility during the season, and don't let it wreck your holidays. Hang up, delete the email, slam the door. That's our message.
You know, one of the things that I think is important, we've been doing this now for like 3 years. It's third year we've done it. And imposter scams are the leading kinds of scams that people get hooked with. And it's mainly because we make a lot of decisions every day, and those decisions are based on experts that we rely on. So when an imposter inserts themselves as an expert, and especially if it's just, you know, off the, you know, a phone call that they just got, and like you said, they got customers or they got dinner cooking, all of a sudden they're just caught shorthanded. And at that point, the fear kicks in rather than, you know, logic. And that's what scammers do. That's the way scammers work, is to make you kick into a fear response so that you're going to actually do what they say.
Jody, are they doing it just randomly? I mean, and this is what scares me here in this note. And again, go to AARP Montana. Just do a search, but it is states.aarp.org and then /Montana. They've got a nice landing page for assistance programs as well. We'll talk about that. But this fact sheet here says they come to your door. That unnerves me a little bit. And I guess what I want to ask is, how do they identify if someone is susceptible? Maybe it's just the low income. Maybe it's just because they're elderly, or are there other ways that they identify the chance that they're going to be successful by targeting certain people in these scams?
You know, that's always something that we are tracking. Northwestern Energy is a member of Utilities United Against Scams. That's an organization that includes more than 150 energy and water utilities and their trade associations from the United States and Canada. And the organization does many things, including sharing data and best practices to raise consumer awareness about scams, and also to identify trends in scamming and ways to prevent them, as well as shut the scammers down. This year was our sixth Utility Scam Awareness Day. That's an annual event that is held in November to raise awareness. In addition, the members of Utilities United Against Scams have been successful in shutting down 12,000 toll-free numbers used by scammers to get those numbers out of operation. That's an effort that was identified that is something that is a tangible thing that can be done, that is done in partnership with our telecommunications partners. But one thing that we know is that scams and the criminals that use scams to steal money evolve. They take advantage of new technologies, as well as all of the traditional things that we just talked about, including our fear. So often you'll get a phone number, phone scams. They will spoof numbers. So we have customers reporting that on their caller ID, it shows up that Northwestern Energy Customer Service is calling them, which is not an outbound number. And it's a number that we have for our customers to call us. So there's technology. That's one tactic that they use. Email is another tactic, text. And then also, you know, unfortunately, there are reports of in-person scams, people coming to a business or a residence door, threatening to turn off power if payment isn't made immediately. And that absolutely is when you need, that's why we say slam the door. And if anyone feels threatened, they should call 911 immediately and get law enforcement involved. That is a terrifying situation, and that's where we work in partnership with very closely with our law enforcement.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. We'll talk too about, as you said, it wouldn't be a surprise. We'll talk about, you know, people are struggling with their utilities. You know, what is the normal process on that? I want to ask Gal Ward. Jody Black is with us, public relations specialist with Northwestern Energy, and has been covering scams previously as a journalist in Montana. Okay, so when we come on, you know, we're doing holiday scams and we're doing Valentine scams and we're doing, you know, various different scams that we're talking about. Are these all the same scammers that are just looking for new opportunities, or do they sort of specialize in certain scams?
You know, I think scammers are just a huge number of people and getting larger every day. Of people who see the ability to get quick money by calling people on the phone. Some of them are from our country. Some of them are from other countries. You know, it's just a big mix. You know, and a lot of times people say, well, how did they get my number? Well, they just have, a lot of them have auto dialers that just keep dialing numbers. So they're not targeting you specifically. They're just, you know, your number comes up and they're talking to you.
We're going to, let's see, I got just about a minute here before we go into this break. Let me set up this break because I do, on the other side of the break, I should say, I do want to get more here on how to tell if it's a scam. There's a nice what to do type of list here too. You know, things like they're threatening, as you said, or you don't get prior notice and things like that. We'll also talk about the low-income home energy assistance program because that's a legitimate program to help people with their assistance. There's a lot of electric cooperatives that also have different programs. There's Energy Share of Montana, Energy Star. So we're going to kind of get clear on that. And then talk more about how we avoid these scams and give you some numbers out as well if you think that you've been scammed. Joe D. Black is with us, public relations specialist with Northwestern Energy. And it's Al Ward in studio here. It's Broad Watch Friday on Voices of Montana.
Hi, we're the Oak Ridge Boys.
Scammers steal billions of dollars from unsuspecting people every year.
We are working with AARP's Fraud Watch Network and the Department of Justice to keep you from being a victim of fraud.
They have vital information for you.
They will help you get in touch with folks that fight fraud every day.
Go to AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork.
You know, it's not just power shutoff scams as well. You've got power restoration scams, replacement and repair scams, overpayment scams, and then we'll talk more about these fake programs offering utility assistance. Fraud Watch Friday, utility scams, winter months are upon us here. Costs are up. People are nervous about, a lot of things in today's world. Getting some education on it today. Tom Schultz alongside Al Ward is in studio. Jody Black is with us here, public relations specialist from Northwestern Energy. If you get a call, if you get a scam, it might sound something like this.
This is an automated message from the Disconnection Department of Madison Gas and Electric, Electricity Company, to inform you that you will be experiencing a disconnection of service today within 30 minutes due to non-payment on the account. Please press 1 to speak with a representative.
Jody, you had talked about, and that's, you know, that sounds very professional. That's a real good hook. Okay, what's this? I guess I can at least press 1 on it, and then you get deeper and deeper in. You talked about the utilities United Against Scams shutting down 12,000 toll-free numbers. I think that's an incredible amount. But just comments on how prevalent that is then.
You know, it seems to come in waves. I'm sure Al can speak to this. We had a record avalanche. I don't think that's an exaggeration of reports from our customers of scams in late September, and that was due to some type of pending federal change in the way that 800 numbers were working and reporting, and scammers just flooded Montana and our other service territories. It happened in South Dakota, in Nebraska. So sometimes that's the case where you'll get a lot of people reporting messages just like you played on air. And other times, it's more individual. And I can tell you, when our customer associates take calls from people who have just realized they've been scammed and lost money and are wanting to let the let Northwestern Energy know to warn other customers, those are heartbreaking calls. And we don't want that to happen to any of our neighbors or our friends.
And I'm going to, here's a text message. And again, you can join us here at 781-627-5483. That's the text line. The phone number is 866-627-5483. Especially if it's happened recently, get on the air here. And Al, I'm going to throw this your way, because we talk about the advancing tech all the time. How do the scammers place a call to you from a local Montana phone number all the time? And I want to relate a story, as we talked about scams throughout the years, about a woman who had recently, and again, it's a sad story, lost her brother. And then there was not long after that, a scam call, a spoofing call that had actually used her brother's phone number. And so she's thinking she's getting a call, or at least it looks like it, from her deceased brother. And it's just, I mean, that's going to shake you up from the get-go.
Well, you know, scammers are very versatile. One of the things that they're really good at is technology. And technology actually supports, I mean, there are some programs that you can get that will help you spoof numbers on, you know, on the telephone. But the other thing that happens, and again, it's one of those things, if you ever get scammed, chances are the scammer is distributing your phone number to other scammers. You know, it's a never-ending business, and one of the things that I always tell people is that if you send money to somebody, expect another phone call.
It almost sounds a bit humorous in that regard, but yeah.
It's really not. I mean, realistically, when you look at the people who are getting scammed, a lot of them can't afford the scam. I mean, realistically, with utility scams, you pay a con for a bill that you thought you were paying to the electric company or, you know, whatever. Pretty soon you're going to get another bill because you didn't pay the bill.
Jody, are they calling you then after that happens? Or what's the utility's response? Jody Black with this Northwestern Energy. What's the utility's response in those kind of circumstances?
So we do want to hear from customers. That helps our data and all the work that we do with our national organizations, and also to let for our customer service agents to be aware. So our customers are fantastic. They do report scams to us. You can do that online at northwesternenergy.com/scam alert. We have a form that lets us know what your report is. And customers also do call us and let us make us aware that scams are happening. So, for example, in late September, when we knew that there was very widespread, prevalent scam activity going on in Montana, we can message that out to our customers on our social media channels and just to raise awareness for everyone.
Well, that's a huge part of this. I'm going to give a few more of these how to tell. They demand immediate payment. They request an untraceable payment. And you hear these things frequently. Here's sort of a kind of a new one. They're angry or they're threatening. And, you know, they always try to put some pressure on here, too. But in these circumstances with utility scams, that's unnerving. You've received no prior notice. So we'll talk more about that as we continue on here. Or you paid your bill. We're uncovering this here more and more as we get along and doing Fraud Watch Friday shows about how scammers are just trying to and doing a pretty good job of keeping one step ahead and coming up with new ideas. And so this is important as the winter months are upon us. We've got that ahead, though. We got to take a break for headlines. Here's Brian Bennett.
Do you want to get ahead?
Want to improve your life?
Start earning a two-year associate degree in more than 25 programs. Fort Peck Community College is a tribally chartered post-secondary institution open to everybody. and we invite you to come check it out for yourself in person. Fort Peck Community College is ready to provide you the power of connection, culture, and community to shape your future. Your success is our goal at Fort Peck Community College. Register now.
Al Ward in studio from AARP, State President for Montana, Jody Black on the line, Northwestern Energy Public Relations Specialist. We're talking about utility scams. I'm Tom Schultz. Thank you for being here. Let's go into this one a little bit. Like when you said you've received no prior notices it's one of those indicators that it may be a scam. What is the normal process then for utility companies because I know I've been in that position years ago. You get plenty of opportunity, I think, to try and get up to date on your bill.
Absolutely. If you are behind in your energy bill, it's not going to be a surprise to you. You will have received multiple notices from your energy provider by mail and by phone calls. I'm confident in saying, I know for Northwestern Energy, and I know for all of our peers that provide energy services, the very last resort is a disconnection. You want to avoid that as the provider. You want to do everything you can to contact that customer, to make arrangements so that a service disconnection is not going to happen for many reasons. We're here to serve our customers. In addition to, if a disconnection does happen, then you're going to also have a reconnection. And so it's much better to work with our customers so that just doesn't happen. And it won't be a surprise. You won't get a phone call that says your energy service is going to be turned off in 15 minutes and be shocked by that. That's a big red flag that this is not your provider.
Talk about, we got a minute and a half here. Talk about the cold weather rule in Montana.
So Northwestern Energy is a regulated utility. We're regulated by the Montana Public Service Commission, and they regulate during the winter. There are certain rules of when a disconnection cannot happen when there is cold weather. In addition, Northwestern Energy has our own procedures in place. So, for example, whether it's summer or winter, you're, and let's say you're in a situation where you're past due, you've received multiple notices, we haven't been able to get a hold of you, and there is going to be a disconnection. That's not going to happen at certain times. It doesn't happen after a certain time of the day. It doesn't happen on Fridays. It doesn't happen the day before a holiday. And so when you think about that, and when scammers are calling to scare you and use your emotion of fear to steal your money, if they're calling you on a Friday at 4:00, it's not your energy provider.
Thank you for that. Jody Black, Public Relations Specialist, Northwestern Energy. Al Ward in studio here. Again, lots more to cover. We're going to talk about power restoration scams, placement and repair scams, as well as overpayment scams. Back with more of Fraud Watch Friday in a bit.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
At Northwest Farm Credit Services, we're owned by agricultural producers, so we're 100% focused on their success. And when our customers do well, we do too. We share profits with our customer members through cash patronage dividends. It's a unique benefit of financing with a cooperative, one you won't find with any other lender. And as we've grown, so have the cash patronage benefits paid to our customers. To learn more about the benefits of being a customer member, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Jody, back to this, and thank you. And maybe you want to have a word in here, too. And we're going to still have to finish up on utility scams. I've hit some of these, and maybe we should go into them a little bit. Overpayment scams, that happens. Replacement and repair scams. You talked a bit about power restoration scams. Fake programs. Just where would you highlight from there?
Sure. You know, you brought up a really important point, Tom. At this time of year, it's colder, and due to circumstances, people might find that getting their utility, their energy bills paid in their budget is going to be a challenge this year. And we've got, in Montana, there are programs to help people. So at Northwestern Energy, we always ask our customers, if you're concerned, reach out to us right away. We have some programs that may be able to help your budget. You know, we're all individuals, but one of them is our budget billing program. That's where we take your utility bill or your energy bills for the last 12 months, and you pay about the same average all year long. So rather than having a bill that goes up and down with your usage every month that's different, it evens it out. And for many people, they find that is a great advantage as they are putting together their household budget. We also have payment plans that our customer service agents can talk with each customer about. And then there are also some assistant programs. And our customer assistant or customer associates can talk to customers about that. I know that AARP has a great resource on their website, aarp.org/MTUtilityHelp. In Montana, because we are Montanans, we have Montana Energy Share. You can contribute to that. Or if you're having a heating emergency, that's a wonderful organization that helps many, many, many of our neighbors and friends across the state. Another program that is administered by the state is the low income energy assistance program. I would encourage households, especially if you're not sure if you're low income, call this program. But you're concerned about paying your energy bills. This is a great program. The income guidelines are often higher than people realize, especially if you have more than one person in your home. If you have parents that are living with you, or you're a household with children in the household, this is absolutely a great program to take a look at. And at Northwestern Energy, people who are enrolled in LEAP, which is the acronym for this program, automatically get a discount on their Northwestern Energy bill. So not only are you qualifying for assistance from this program, you will receive a discounted rate from Northwestern Energy.
Wow, that's super. Al, AARP Montana State President, this is an important part of what you guys do, this kind of public education thing. And then talk about that landing page, because for folks who may not know where to go, I mean, that's a good place to start searching.
Well, AARP.org has a lot of special pages. Our communications expert here in Montana actually creates landing pages. There's one for Fraud Watch Friday. There's one for Utilities Help. There are quite a few different landing pages. And one of the things that we always try and encourage people to do is to go to AARP.org MT Events, because that's where you can find a lot of these landing pages. But the specific one that we're talking about as far as energy assistance is www.aarp.org/utilityhelp. And it has all of these different programs that people may be eligible for to help them with their different power bills, utility bills. And, you know, there are a lot of programs out there, and people don't really always know about them. And especially, they don't know the income and resource requirements. And sometimes they're a lot different than people think.
So do check that out. We're going to take a break, and we'll come on back with more. And thieves posing as utility company workers. Those are some of these other things we need to talk about. Also, if you've fallen victim, where to report that, as we are talking about Fraud Watch Friday here today, sponsored by AARP Montana, with Al Ward in studio, Jody Black alongside. Also, you know, Sam Houston State, their Bearcats, a Montana Bobcat is going to trump a Texas Bearcat any day of the week. Good luck to them as well. 6:30 tomorrow night for their contest. Back with more in a bit.
In these parts, Ford honors the brave ones, the settlers who built the communities we call home, the adventure seekers who kept going where the road ended. Today, their legacy lives on in everyone who still lives a life connected to the land, still seeks adventure where others settle for comfort, and still forges ahead when the road ends. Our wagons may have changed, but Ford knows the spirit of the brave ones lives on. Are you among the brave ones? Find out. Only at your local Montana Ford dealer.
A couple of things I want to relate to as we get into the weekend here, and big kudos to the Montana Seed Trade Association at their winter convention. They hold an auction. Normally, it goes to the scholarship fund from the Montana Seed Trade Association, but this year, all those proceeds from this auction were dedicated to the Denton Fire Relief Fund. You know what happened in Denton there? The town completely evacuated not long before that fast-moving west wind fire came in December 1st. You know, 24 structures. I mean, it burned a ton of it, including the grain elevators and a bridge and many other structures. 10,000 acres burned on that. There's some help needed there too. So, kudos to the Montana Trade Association, between the raffles and the live auction and then the flat out pass the hat donations. They raised $27,000 for that Denton Fire Fund. You can help too. 406 Gives. That is from our affiliate in Helena. A great organization, the Montana radio company there, 950 AM. Big shout out to KCAP. There are GoFundMe sites. Opportunity Bank of Montana has created that Denton Fire Relief Fund. I think Stockman Bank as well. So, I just wanted to get that out there and big congratulations. I know, Jody, let's pass on talking about the West Wind Fire. I know that you guys have done some things over there and support people there. And of course, it always involves, our utility men in that regard. But I don't want to overlook some of these important things we need to talk about here. And let's launch into them, the overpayment scams, thieves posing as utility company workers. And that one's just got to rankle you a little bit.
Yeah. You know, safety is our priority at Northwestern Energy, and that is safety and service, reliable service, and also the safety of our customers in all aspects of their lives. So having their safety be compromised, whether it's financial security and safety or just if they feel threatened by imposter scams, yes, you're exactly right. It is very, very serious. And that's why we really appreciate these opportunities to get awareness out there.
Ask for an ID. Don't let them in. Don't show them your bill. What else do we want to get out there?
You know, feel free to slam the door. If it turns out that the person at your door is actually from your energy provider company, they are not going to be offended if you shut the door, lock it, and verify that that is where that person is from. Call your energy provider and say, here's my address. Did you send someone here? We can tell you that immediately.
What about overpayment scams?
You know, we hear that people get a phone call that says, hey, Jody Black, we want to send you a refund. You've overpaid your energy bill by $50. We need your bank number. Hang up the phone. That isn't Northwestern Energy. That isn't your utility provider, whoever they are. And the red flag there is we don't call you and ask you for your financial account information. If you're on an automatic payment plan where your bill is paid automatically out of your bank account or from your credit card every month, your energy provider or water utility provider, they already have that information. They're not going to call you and ask you for that information.
thank you for that today, Jody. I appreciate that. I know we've got some of your representatives on our program on Monday to talk about the Hebgen Lake malfunction on the gate there. So I appreciate that as well as a public information specialist and fighting these scams. Be well. Merry Christmas to you, Jody.
Thank you. You too.
Al Ward, it's fun. Great as always.
Yeah, it's really good this time of year to make sure that we don't fall for these scams.
Yeah, it is. Lots of numbers to relate out there. Go to AARP Montana, a whole list of them to report these. Be well.